Most New Yorkers have been rushing around buying turkeys, searching for cranberry sauce recipes, and buying the perfect bottle of wine. On Rikers Island, a small group of inmates has also been busy preparing turkey, stuffing, and rice. The inmates won't be sitting down to enjoy the meal themselves. The food is going to two Upper East Side churches that serve the poor and homeless on Thanksgiving. WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez visited the kitchen at Rikers Island and has this report.
To get into this kitchen, you have to turn in your cell phone, go through a metal detector, enter two secure gates, and be escorted by a guard. Once you're in, the equipment isn't state-of-the-art, but everything is clean and oversized. There are several kitchens at Rikers. This one feeds more than 1,000 men. That requires a line of ovens able to hold five large turkeys at a time. There's also special rules. Knives are allowed, but they must be carefully tracked. Tin cans must also be accounted for. A lid with a jagged edge in the wrong hands could be dangerous. Just like in most kitchens, the cooking crew is dressed in hairnets and white uniforms. Carl Hodge is one of the trainees.
This is the basin for the rice and the turkey. It's going to be like a gravy sauce. And we're trying not to make it too salty. We're watching our sodium.
Hodge says cooking has taught him to be both creative and patient.
Patience to take time to make a good meal and also to be a good listener. You got to listen to the instructions of what the ingredients to put in. You can't move too fast. You put the wrong ingredients in, the food come out tasting terrible.
Hodge says he's in jail for selling drugs and is scheduled to be released January 16th. He's hoping to get a restaurant job once he leaves. Many of the men learn to cook at home, including Nathaniel Harris, who is massaging oiled turkeys seasoned with fresh garlic, oregano, and turmeric.
Being in this program, it's like it gave me a better outlook more on what I really want in life, you know what I mean? And I'm grateful for that because it opened a door to what I really love to do, and that's cook.
The men are making 64 turkeys and dozens of pans of stuffing. Spanish rice and gravy was also being stirred in huge steaming food vats. Even though the men will spend the holiday incarcerated, Harris considers the poor and homeless people he's cooking for less fortunate.
It makes me feel good because I'm giving back, and that's the most important thing.
Terrell Cherry, who's at Rikers for violating his probation, feels the same way, even though he says he'd rather be spending the holiday with his family.
But it's a learning experience. Now I know not to put myself in bad situations to get me here in jail, you know. I'll just go on and better my life from here.
Most of the men will be released within the next few months. At least one gets out of Rikers today. A group called the Osborne Association runs the culinary arts program at Rikers. While they couldn't say how many men find food service jobs once they leave, they did say about 25% of the men in the program end up back in jail, compared to about 60% of the entire Rikers population. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.